Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. Today, we're discussing something that is important and very timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is humanity in the multifamily workplace. I have joining me in the Smart Apartment Data Studio two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Stephanie Graves, co-founder of Q10 Property Advisors, and Julie Hartman, co-founder of B2G Victory. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
So, full disclosure for our listeners, this show, this episode is really based on a segment, that educational session you two did at the recent Apartmentalized conference in San Diego. It's a great topic, and it is very timely based on what's going on. Let's kind of set the table. And Stephanie, tell us, what's the current situation with this topic within the multifamily industry?
Sure. Well, let me start by saying I'm on a National Apartment Association Mental Health Committee, subcommittee. And a couple years ago, we kind of established this, seeing that there was a need for some attention on mental health and the status of individuals in our industry, the level of burnout, the frustration. People were leaving the industry in droves. And so we were trying to figure out, like, what is happening that we're losing these good people? And so that was this subcommittee was born, and they've done a lot of great work. And so last year, the Swift Bunny partnered with them to do a National Apartment Association mental health survey, where they surveyed multiple people, and we can give you those stats on how many people across the industry, both suppliers and multifamily professionals on site, to kind of see what was happening in the workforce and why we were experiencing levels of discomfort or those sorts of things. And so we got those results, and then we visited and looked at other work human surveys that were distributed out of the industry. And we were trying to find a parallel, like, what is happening? Is something unusual within the multifamily industry that's making our level of burnout get greater? And so that's kind of where this came from and where it was born. Julie can tell you a little bit about what kind of the surveys were and the statistics and kind of how we decided that we really needed to work on this topic.
Yeah.
So like what Stephanie said, with the work human research that was provided, you know, 1 in 5 respondents said that they were currently looking for a new job. And the NAA and Swift Bunny survey also mirrored that. And so why, right? So it's why are these things happening, and why are people looking for a new job? And it's because of burnout. But, you know, with what is that burnout? Why, right? So digging a little bit deeper, it's too much work and not enough resources. It's the balance of work and personal obligations, and then the stressful work environment. So how are we as leaders within vendor companies, as well as in management companies, what are we doing to either have that conversation to figure out what is causing this stress, or specifically with the survey that NAA and Swift Bunny did, is, you know, we as leaders are stressing out our staff, which was ironic.
That was a shocking statistic to find out that, like,
you know, that the executive leadership is you think you're helping to solve the problem, but what you're actually doing is contributing it to it. And then also, so how are they interacting with their team members, right? And so are we helping each other through these stressful and trying times? Well, 35% in the Swift Bunny NAA survey found that their team members are adding to the additional stress. So now where we think that we're helping and they're going for assistance and guidance is actually making things more stressful and more trying for everyone. So how do we help? Where do we go from here?
So if your boss is stressing you out and your team members are stressing you out and your residents are telling you that, you know, and you're having your residents. So like we're getting it from all angles, literally, and figuring out how we can bridge that gap and become more of a comfortable and empathetic environment with the challenges we go through. You know, we say this lots of times in multifamily that we're the only job where you are working where people live on a regular basis, and that there's a heavy burden with that, I think. And ironically, you know, we talk to people about this and they say, oh, well, COVID has changed everything. And it's just, you know, it's COVID that's brought everything about. But what we found was that wasn't the case either. It wasn't that this was born overnight and people were stressed out more because of COVID, or that they were that they felt like their supervisors were more stressed out. We think, and what we've seen in the surveys, is there's not that big of a difference from before COVID to now. But the difference is that it's opened up Pandora's box in terms of people feeling empowered to speak about it and to stick up for what they want in their job. Because we've had this big paradigm shift of, you know, my life's too short. I don't know what could happen. My aunt died. My mom died. People are getting sick and I could get sick, and I'm exposing myself to all of these people that are stressing me out, and I'm not going to do it anymore. So people are talking about it more. And then if you add to that the level of frustration that we have just with political situation or, inclusion in the workforce in general, all of those things are just like balls being thrown at us individually, right? And so at some point we're going to break. And our goal, Julie and I, in kind of doing this presentation, was what can we do as leadership from the supplier side, from the management side, from the executive side, to bridge that gap and figure out how to diagnose that before it turns into a resignation? You know, those 20% that are looking, what do we do to keep them not looking, right? What do we do to bridge that gap before they go off the deep end?
Yeah. And you know, I think I love Swift Bunny and the insight that they're able to provide for companies on all sorts of topics. If someone were to ask me the question, why do you think there is this great resignation and, you know, all of this changing of attitudes and jobs, I would even look a little further back in the timeline, in that, you know, my listeners know that I'm a dinosaur. I'm an old guy. And, you know, when I was growing up and the generation before me, you got a position at a place and you stayed there until you retired. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as the other generations, the younger generations, the millennials and so forth, they want to go from job to job for whatever reason that is, whether it's to get a better position or whether it's to just have a different experience. So you take that and then you take something. As you mentioned, Stephanie, multifamily, it's not an easy industry to work in. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're on the front lines, whether you're a maintenance person and you're on call and you have to, you know, be called out on the weekend to go fix something, or whether you're in a leasing office or a management office and you're constantly getting interrupted by not only new prospects of residents, but also the issues that residents, you know, bring to you, it's not an easy job to work in. Then you put the pandemic on top of that. Mm-hmm. It's like a particle accelerator, and it just makes things so much more exacerbated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to me, it's and by the way, we've seen some surveys or discussed some surveys on the show previously where we've had prior to the pandemic, the voluntary turnover rate, mm-hmm, was extremely high for multifamily.
Yes.
Over 30%.
It's been high for quite a while.
And then the pandemic now has pushed it up, you know, in some surveys say over 50%. Mm-hmm. So you've got 20% of the people that are looking, according to the surveys that we've discussed here, but there's a lot higher turnover rate than 20%.
Yes.
You know, and even on the supplier side, you know, with the pandemic and everyone, you know, staying at home, you know, facilities, you know, your apartments, you know, the wear and tear on the apartments, and then suppliers with the difficulties in supply chain, mm-hmm, and how you said it was going to be on Tuesday. Well, that's what I was told, it was going to be on Monday. So I told the manager company it was going to be on Tuesday, and now it's Thursday and I still don't have a right answer. And those very frustrating conversations. And no one has a quick and immediate solution, but you have somebody moving in.
Yeah. And we haven't even delved in the fact that, and expenses are on the rise and rents are on the rise. Mm-hmm. So you've got residents that you're asking for more money, but you can't get their apartment ready. But you know what I mean? Like, and then you have an owner that reads all these newspaper articles that rents are going up 15 to 20% in every single property. How come mine's only going up 5%? Right. So all of these are attacking our on-site team members who in some cases, you know, are some of them are paycheck to paycheck. Right. So it's not like it's the highest paying job. You're not a doctor that's making $150,000 a year. That's like, yeah, I'll put up with it because I got a Maserati. Right. So all of those things, I think, are weighing on our mental health as an industry. And we need to find ways as leaders to figure out how to bridge that gap. And so we've, you know, did lots of research and found some skills and found some things that are working in other industries and that we think would work for our team members. That we, you know, brought to the NAA crowd and when we'll share with you.
Great. Fantastic. We're going to stop this segment here. We're going to be back with much more on this topic right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we are discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is humanity in the multifamily workplace. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the Smart Apartment Data Studio are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Stephanie Graves, co-founder of Q10 Property Advisors, and Julie Hartman, co-founder of B2G Victory. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or simply listen to any episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So in our first segment, we talked a little bit about what the current situation is that we're having with the industry regarding the topic. And now, obviously, there's conflict out there that's causing a lot of these attitudes and people to want to look elsewhere for employment. How do you change that conversation? Julie, you want to take that?
Sure. Thanks, Paul. And I think first is just to say we want to have these conversations and open it up and let your team on all levels know that you want to have the conversation and that you're willing to make the time and setting those expectations. But with that comes responsibility on the leadership part of if you open that up, then you better be able to follow through and be consistent with it. And have, you know, when I had my marketing agency, we had huddles every week. And when we started those, we said, you know, is who What is the biggest challenge each one of you is facing? And some people were comfortable speaking that in an open environment. Other people would write it and put it in a box, and other people, you know, would email it prior to. And so that expectation to bring something that you were struggling with to the table, and that everyone needed to bring something in some fashion, whatever way that they were most comfortable with their communication based on their personality. And that really helped because it set that stage that everything isn't perfect. Everything isn't, you know, sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns. And each person has a different type of challenge or struggle that they're dealing with, whether I don't know how to send this email to this client, or, you know, I need 10 more hours in my day. And also that helped that everyone was able to set that stage and that platform for a suggestion or an idea. Well, this is what's working for me. It may not work for you, but this is what I have found, or this is a resource that I found online. Also, that I think takes the burden away from the leadership, that they always have to be the one to come up with all of the solutions. And it really helps set a team support network platform in place and really helped with the culture.
Yeah, I think that's really the challenge, is that, you know, every organization has a certain understanding of what the culture is, right? You have a culture that's very encompassing and asks for suggestions and those sorts of things. And then you're going to have a culture that doesn't at all, that they just care about results and they want results to be driven. And then you may have one that everyone's supposed to be thinking out of the box, and we dare to challenge people. And so figuring out what the underlying idea is behind how people are operating and what those unspoken rules are, I think is number one, to be able to say, you know, do I feel like this is a safe space to have this conversation? And either way, like maybe you're within an organization where it's all about results and that's all you talk about. Okay, that's fine if that's working for the people that are there. But if you're in an organization like that that doesn't foster communication, then you may not be in the right place. So I think it's a little bit of us figuring out, you know, are we in the right place for what we need in our lives, which may result in some you know, restructuring and finding a new job. And when we're in this organization, are they able to feed what I need on a regular basis? Because it's not only about making sure people aren't leaving, but it's also making sure that the people that come in are the right people and that you're attracting the right people that make sense for what's happening, that can stay for the long term. Because anybody's going to be fine in the first 90 days. But once that culture sets in and they feel that pressure, are they going to be able to cope with the environment that you're giving them for the stressful organization going forward? And so I think the other thing that's really interesting is sometimes, you know, I think even the demeanor for our conversation about this is different than it has been for shows before, because it's very solemn when you start talking about people struggling with mental health, right? Mm-hmm. And you have a lower degree of, you know, you're not excited to talk about this kind of stuff, right? And so that's also important, is understanding that, you know, you might have to have a solemn moment to talk about how people are struggling. And that's okay. And people feeling vulnerable needs to be something that your organization, or that you as a leader, embrace, because if you're not doing it as an executive or as a leader within the organization, then that they will talk to people under them and breed that discomfort within the organization. And then you have a real problem, right? Because not only am I feeling mentally challenged, but I have allowed my entire team to feel my mental challenge and not solve the problem, but feed into that, right? Mm-hmm. Feed into that level of discomfort and not feeling wanted and not feeling like I have control of anything. And then you've got an entire office that's feeling unappreciated and like they're not related to, right? Mm-hmm. So you as a leader have to step up at some point. And if you don't feel comfortable doing it, then someone in your organization needs to be.
Yeah, I remember we did an episode sometime back on mental health, pandemic related mm-hmm. issues. Mm-hmm. And Mike Brewer with Radco Residential, who I believe is one of the industry's great thought leaders, he indicated that he wanted to have these conversations with his teams, and that it was a challenge, mm-hmm. and it was uncomfortable to get them comfortable.
Yes.
And as a leader, he took it upon himself, he related in the episode, to really talk about himself and the challenges that he's had. Once he did that, then people slowly started to open up. And I think as a leader, to recognize that you've got to have these conversations is one thing, but to get them started, you may have to put yourself out there on the
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it goes back to the humanity part, right? And so as leaders within our respective organizations, whether we're on the management side or the supplier side, we all are human, right? Back to the humanity part, you know, we're human. I'm not perfect. And I don't expect y'all to be perfect, but together as a group, we can be amazing. And putting yourself out there, you know, I think there was a great thing that they did at Microsoft and with the Gates Foundation and Melinda Gates. And what they did is they had her stand, they did a 360 review, and she stood up there and talked about all of the reviews. And, you know, people to see her face and to see her be human, and that just puts everybody right back on the same playing field. Everybody puts their pants on the same way, whether you do socks or pants or socks, right? We all are humans, and we all need each other, and we need empathy. And like Stephanie said, if you're not as a leader comfortable, then get someone within the organization who is comfortable to be able to say, you know, well, our benefits include mental health. And if they don't, then here are some community resources, or get someone from those community resources, or someone, you know, at maybe a mid management level, or even, you know, within the team that is willing to share. And then maybe once they share, then the leader is willing to share, or however. But to say that this is a safe space, that there is no judging, and in whatever medium you want to communicate that with, to help everyone understand that there is support, that these conversations shouldn't be awkward, and that if we don't start having them and do whatever we can to help support and change behaviors, and it's not personal, it's not an attack on you, then we can all move forward together.
Yeah, one of the other things we think that we talked about too is it's so important that we train our leaders within the organization to accept and know what they're looking for, right? Like if we don't change what it looks like to be an ideal employee, if we don't change that, you know, that like for women especially, right? There's less daycares, there's more work, there's more stress, there's, you know, maybe the husbands have been laid off, right? All of these things that you feel like the perfect person is strapping my baby to me and taking him on property walks and working until, you know, answering my phone at all hours, even when I'm, you know, maybe breastfeeding or maybe feeding my kids, right? You know, that is the idea of this this endless worker that's able to help and answer all my needs. But we have to do a little bit of a mind shift there, right? Like I frequently have team members, like I had someone this morning that said, hey, I just need a couple hours off this morning so that I can go see my niece or my nephew is in a baseball game and it's really important. And I'm like, please stop. Like, of course you can take time off. Like, what is it that, so, and if I can't create a culture where people feel like, hey, it's okay that I take time off because, and I'll be available by cell phone. No, you won't be available by cell phone. You're always available when I need you. Take the time you need and congratulations to your nephew, right? Like, those are the important parts. And, you know, I'm a female-owned business and I think that I really work on flexibility and allow that flexibility. So if even I have team members that, employees that feel like they're never ever performing or that they have to be available all the time, then, you know, that obviously that's a challenge as well. Right. So teaching your leaders within the organization that it's okay for them to be vulnerable, have the time, and then it's okay for their teammates to be vulnerable and have that time. I think it's important as we train our leaders in the organizations.
You know, and both Stephanie's organization Q10 and mine have been recognized as, you know, the leaders in the industry in regards to culture. You know, she was one of the top 10 employers at NA, Love Where You Work, and me with Best and Brightest Companies to Work For. You've got to ask people what's important to them. You know, maybe it is time off, maybe it's financial, maybe it's recognition. And so having those conversations and, you know, or even sending out an email, you know, rank what's the most important to you. If you had $10, what would you buy for yourself? If you had $50, what would you buy for yourself? And once you get that information back from your team, then being able to do those little things to let them know that they're appreciated go so far. It's amazing. And knowing back to what's important to each person and setting that culture, because each company's culture is different. Each company's budget for culture is a little different.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here for this segment. We're going to be back with our next segment right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because Multifamily Matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
We're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are talking today about a topic that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry, humanity in the multifamily workplace. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today in the Smart Apartment Data Studio are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Stephanie Graves, co-founder of Q10 Property Advisors, and Julie Hartman, co-founder of B2G Victory. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. eConserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So we've talked a lot about the topic of humanity in the multifamily workplace and workforce. Let's talk about some of the tools that people can employ, leaders can employ, to help in this situation.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I listened to your sponsors, and just listening to the diversity of services that affect our industry, right? Mm-hmm. Like the differences in the different job sets and skills that you have to have to serve our industry is just remarkable to me. And so, you know, it just points out how different everyone is. To be a maintenance person and have that skill set is completely different than to be able to, you know, manage technology, right? So figuring out whether you're a supplier partner or multifamily inside of the industry, figuring out how to relate to people and how to reach people in different ways is super important. And so one of the things that we suggest and that I utilize in my business is, you know, love languages in work, right? How do people want to be addressed? How do they want to be rewarded? Maybe you're in a sales meeting and you have somebody that's a rock star that is just, you know, hitting it out of the ball field, doing a great job on sales. And you recognize that in a sales meeting, and it completely demotivates them because they feel like when you're recognizing that they're doing this great job, that it's putting, you know, a red arrow at their head saying, let's beat so-and-so at the sales goals, right? And so their love language is like, give me a gift card or give me a gold star in my business card, but please, whatever you do, don't talk about how great I am in front of other people because I can't take that. And so getting into your people and figuring out, how do they like to recognize people? You maybe you have a manager on property. What does she do? Does she buy? I have a manager that, you know, loves, we have a WhatsApp group, and she loves pointing out all the great things like reviews or comments from other residents or pictures of the guest card she's filling out, loves to recognize her teammates on a WhatsApp for all of the company to see. And her team really thrives that way. But, you know, you have another one that they don't thrive like that anyway. So figuring out what your managers and your leadership team is doing to recognize their people will help you identify how they want to be recognized and spoken to. And so maybe like Julie talked about with her marketing agency, you know, some people were comfortable talking about their struggles in a very vocal way. And some of them wanted to provide an email ahead of time. Figure out and allow that communication either by text or email or phone or in person, whatever that way is that you can reach those individuals. But start identifying the people on your team, how you can reach them, how they're best communicated with, and how they want to be rewarded or coached is a very good way and tool to start building that team and figure out where you are.
And back to, I think, you know, Paul, when you opened up the segment earlier, you know, people aren't staying in jobs for 10, 15, 20 years. And knowing that and going in and using a tool called a psychological contract, right? And you can call it whatever, you know, it's our teaming agreement. It's the success agreement. It's the rock star agreement or superstar, whatever. And it's about, you know, what do people want, right? What are you looking for while you're here? And phrasing it like that, while you're here, while we're together, it could be called a together agreement, whatever. And you've got your employment agreement, which talks about when you're going to get paid and your title and how many PTO days, all of that. No, this is, what are your expectations of me? But in turn, what are my expectations of you? If you want to come in at 7 o'clock every day and leave at 3, that's fine. We're going to agree to that. But it's not going to be 7 o'clock one day, 10 o'clock the next day, 11 o'clock the next day, right? Mm-hmm. And that defines effort, right? So some people, if they're in outside sales and you have a tracker on their phone and you've got to report every 2 hours, you know what? That's not going to work for me personally. But if you say, Julie, you've got to hit these sales goals every month, you know what? I'll hit them, right? And ability, and what skills do they need now? And what skills are we together going to craft and build to help you to get to that next level, right? And what tools do you need from me as an employer, whether that's an app, whether that's a laptop, whether that's, you know, whatever, an iPad or whatever, to help you get there? Maybe it's an extra drill, or it's, you know, as a maintenance team, right? You know, remember, does everybody on your maintenance team have all of the same set of tools? Why are we sharing 3 things, right? <Yes. laughs> those types of things. And so that agreement, and also ambitions, you know, what do you want to accomplish while you're here? And I had 3 employees leave, and all 3 of those employees came back 2 years later, right? So they went and thought that the grass was greener, or they went and thought that that was something that they wanted to do, and they got skills. And when they came back actually as much better employees, but they remembered that I invested in them. And now there was another opportunity within my organization to help them grow. And so I think back to, you know, where are we all now? Where are we all going to grow? Stephanie and I go back 20 years back when we first came into the industry, and we've grown and developed leaders as we've developed in the industry and have cross-pollinated them within our friends, within our organizations, and geographically as well. And so thinking about, you know, the long-term game for everyone, not just what are my quarterly results, how am I going to hit these, and how do we develop people as a whole?
Yeah, you know, we found that there's 3 basic things that people are really looking for, and it's clear communication, either on expectations or on what's happening in the job situation. You know, am I hitting my goals? Am I not hitting my goals? Control over your environment. And that doesn't mean like a control freak. That means like having control over what's happening and having choices and empowerment in what we do. You know, people want to feel like they have control over their situation and that they're not just coming in and being a bean counter, right? Like, I want to feel like I've got some control over my work environment. And then having that connection with other people within the workforce, that's what this humanity does, right? It brings you connected to people. And I think certainly in the multifamily industry, we provide a great deal. I know in Houston and other markets, you know, the apartment associations provide great opportunities to feel connected in the industry. And that we've got that going for us, right?
Absolutely.
So which sometimes can be really great because you feel like a connection to other people. And sometimes it can be a hindrance because you feel so connected that you think, oh, I want to go work for them, right? And then you go work for them and think, oh, wow, her at the apartment association event is completely different than what she's doing for her leadership team. And then the third thing is motivation, right? They want to feel motivated, feel like they're a part of something. You know, what is motivating your team? What are you focusing on to create that balance? Because all of those things are going to create that life balance that so many people are looking for after COVID. And that's where we're missing is we've gotten so tied up in the day-to-day work environment of, you know, churning out more leases and more money and more that we've forgotten that there's a life balance that's associated with that. And so that's where we've got to bridge that gap and start communicating with our people in more of an effective way to figure out what are their soft needs that we can meet to make them feel more committed and more involved and more empowered and in control of their environment.
How do you start that conversation?
Yeah, it's not easy. We talked a little bit about training leaders and figuring out. But, you know, I start when I interview people. And one of the things I ask is, what do you want to be when you grow up? Why are you here and what do you want to be when you grow up? Is it this is the job that you found or is it that you had a supervisor that you really loved in the day and you think that you want to be that person? And, you know, figuring out what those core values are. Ours are education. You know, we require everybody to go through CAMS, CAP, CLAP so that they are going through the basics of our organization. You know, we've talked about this before on your show is that, you know, only I think it's 17% of the people in multifamily on site have a college degree. And so not that that's good or bad. It's good because it provides provides a career for people that don't go to college, but they also haven't gone to that next level of critical thinking necessarily that you learn in college, right? College is you party a lot, but you're learning those critical thinking parts that we can't fit in high school. And being able to deal with people in different environments and living maybe in the dorm situation where you're learning how to, you know, deal with different types of people. So you're kind of pushed into this leadership position when you haven't necessarily had those leadership skills to build your team and feel open and vulnerable in that situation. So I think you start by saying, what do you need? How can I fill it? And then let's talk about a little plan to get there. And just like we ask people if we can follow up with leads, right? We say, hey, you liked the apartment? I'm going to follow up with you so that we can see if you liked it. Then you've got to set that stage with your team members and say, we're going to follow up with this in a week so that we can talk about how we're doing together as a team.
Yeah, that's all important. We're going to have to break it here, and we're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because Multifamily Matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials, or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely, and that is humanity in the multifamily workforce. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today in the Smart Apartment Data Studio are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Stephanie Grace, co-founder of Q10 Property Advisors, and Julie Hartman, co-founder of B2G Victory. So I'm in the presentation that you guys gave at Apartmentalize, you were talking about changing resignation into renegotiation. How does that work?
So it goes back to, you know, when Stephanie was talking about when you hire someone and how do you keep that communication open? How do you keep those lines of expectation and motivation open? And so, you know, first off, I think separating the annual review, you know, which is all about benefits and salary and all of that, to performance and behavioral review and your success plan and your professional plan, right? Whatever you want to call it, whatever label fits with your culture, and saying, you know, let's sit down and let's just talk about why you're happy here. And what are your challenges? And if you were me with a blank check, right, what would you change? And where are we in your overall professional development plan? And what have we done to help you with that? And then what else is going on in your life that you want to share that I could do as an employer to adjust to make that easier for you, right? So what I can and can't do. So having those open and candid conversations about, because there are boundaries, right? I mean, it just can't be this open free-for-all. You can't bring five of your dogs to work every day, right?
Yes.
You know? So what are expectations and what we can do? Because, you know, everyone is looking, everyone is seeing if the grass is greener. But if you've got someone who's been with you for three years, 2 years, or even a year, you've already invested quite a bit in them. Mm-hmm. You know, what does success look like for them in the next year, the next 2 years? And what is important? Is it flexibility? Is it financial? Is it education? Is it a promotion? Is it recognition? Those types of things. And when you ask them, you know, what they need from you, well, I think it's equally as important as a leader and employer. Well, these are the types of things that I need from you. If I'm going to give you a raise, if I'm going to give you a retention bonus, right? And so these are the things that I need. Instead of having them go and getting a sign-on bonus, okay, well, we want you to stay. We want to either reset your success plan or your success path, and I'm willing to invest this because I want you to stay because you're important to me, because you've helped this company hit their goals, because, you know, of these behaviors that you do that I want to reinforce, I'm willing to have you stay, and here's a bonus to stay, but in turn I'm asking for these things, and I think that's fair on everyone's part to have those conversations.
Yeah, I think what's interesting too is whenever I'm, you know, whenever I have supervisors come to me and say, oh, I have so-and-so and she didn't show up for work, or she's got drama, or she's, you know, upset or whatever's happening, the first question I always say is, what's happening in her personal life? And they're like, well, you know, she didn't show up. And I'm like, I get that. But 90% of the time, there is something happening in her personal life that is making her not hit her goals, or that's making her not come to work, right? So having those conversations is important too. Like, you know, when someone calls you for the second time and says, I'm going to be late, I would say, okay, I understand you're going to be late. Let me know what time you're going to be there because I'd like to chat with you about it, right? And of course, they're going to be upset and on edge, but then I would just be like, tell me what is happening. Like, and, you know, it may take a while, but having that and making them feel like there is an obligation for you to share a little bit with me, because if you expect me to help you and have this, you know, this flexibility, then I need to know a little bit more, because I'm certain it's not just you're not making your goals. I'm certain that there's something happening that's distracting you. So what can we do to support that? And what can we do? You know, what skills do I need to help you? Do we need to learn some emotional intelligence so that we can separate those things? Because some of it is just them not being able to deal with it in a way, and they do need some help. So Julie has this really interesting app that she uses and refers to, and I'll kind of let her go into it a little bit. But I love it, and I've been using it ever since she talked to me about it.
So it's called the Mood Meter, and it's about emotional intelligence and being able to understand where you're feeling and what's causing those feelings. And it's only $99. $0.99.
Yes, 99 cents.
$0.99. And it's the gift to yourself, right? And so you talk about, how am I feeling? And it's super easy. There's only four quadrants. Am I, you know, high energy unpleasant, high energy pleasant, low energy unpleasant, and low energy pleasant? And what I really like about this is, so you choose your quadrant, and then it helps you with these words, right? So am I exhausted, burned out, or tired, right? And I think right now everybody
vocalizing
says—
Vocalizing that those are different things are important, mm-hmm. right? There, people will say, I'm just exhausted. And you're like, eh, maybe. Are you exhausted? Or are you completely burned out with the same thing every day, right? Or are you really tired because you had fireworks going off in your backyard until 2 a.m, right? Like, what is it that's really causing that? So when they can identify that, then they can say, this is what's making me feel this way. And the best part is, do I want to stay in this place? Or do I want to change it? And it gives you those. Sorry, I didn't mean to blow it up, but I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, and what's causing that, right? And so it helps you figure out, what is your current activity? Is it work? Is it home, family, or other? Back to Stephanie said, you know, we always want to departmentalize our life and keep it in boxes, but life is messy, and there's a whole lot of messy life going on. Mm-hmm. And so what is making me feel that way? And I've actually pulled it out with some of my team members and said, okay, let's talk about what word this is, because if I understand it, and you understand it, then we can have a better conversation about it. And if we're starting to see these patterns, right? Because behavior is about patterns, and life is about patterns. And if we can identify the patterns, if it's every Tuesday that you're late, okay, so mm-hmm. what is happening on Tuesday mornings? Mm-hmm. And it's okay to stay that way, right? Yeah. If I just want to own this emotion, that's okay. But if you want to shift, then you can choose shift. And then it helps you think about, how do we want to shift? So have that conversation. Do you want to stay that way? If you do, that's fine. If and when you're ready to move out of that, then let's put a plan together, mm-hmm. To help each other move forward. So it's about that support. It's about that togetherness. It's about that communication. And so, for example, it says exhausted, right? And so I don't want to be exhausted anymore, which exhausted is feeling worn out and depleted of all energy. Reflect, okay, so what brings you joy? All right, so what is the last time, however, you know, did you feel joy? Or let's talk about that success that you did have. Let's talk about that contract that you did land. Let's talk about that lease renewal that brought you joy. How did that make you feel? So we're talking about feelings on both ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And how do we go from here to there? And then, okay, so what were those behaviors that got you to that? It's not about the person, it's about the behaviors. And so what were the tools that you used to have that success? Okay, so what other tools do you need, right? So that's back to that employer expectation. So I'm going to give you these tools, and then you're going to work on those tools or learn those tools so that we all can be.
Is it an assistant? Is it a temp, right? What mm-hmm. is it that we can get that way? It helps bridge the gap of having, you know, you said, how do you have those conversations? This is a great tool to say, hey, I noticed on every Tuesday that you're saying you're exhausted. Let's figure out how we can help. If you're the only person on the office on those days, then maybe we can get you a temp for a couple hours in the morning to help with that, or we can cover another property. But being able to label that and then say, hey, this is what I'm seeing from this is super effective. I think it also, I want to just be clear, because I know we're coming up to the end. This work is not easy,
no.
right? Like, this is not the easy part of what we do. The easy part of what we do is making a checklist to open the model and put water out and spray, you know, smelly stuff inside the apartment and make sure the toilets are clean and clean my desk and enter a guest card. That's the easy stuff. Those task-oriented things that we can make lists of are easy. But how you make people feel affects how those lists are going to be done. And so, you know, this takes a lot of work, and we're not experts by any means. But, you know, nothing changes until you decide you're going to change it. And the organizations that are making these changes are the ones that are getting better results. You know, locally, we're in Houston. Veritas Management is a great, it's an owner-managed management company. You know, they announced this year that they were going to close early at 4 o'clock every day during the summer so that their family could, their people could spend time with their family. We look at this and think of, oh my gosh, that's unheard of in multifamily, right? We, how do we close early? But they just took the leap and said, this is what we're going to do because our people need it. Mm-hmm. Gemstar is another example that Julie and I found that are just doing a great thing to create culture and involvement and see each other as human. So those are two great organizations just within that Houston market, and Gemstar's National, that are doing some great things. And then out of the industry,
you know, HEB is a great company, and, you know, they consider everyone a partner, and on their partner portal, the first thing you see is because people matter. We're in the people business. We just so happen to sell groceries. So how can we take that example and take that into each and every one of your cultures and focus on the human side? Of the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to break it here to transition. I want to give our listeners a chance to find out a little more about each of you and your businesses and what you're doing. And if someone wanted to be able to reach you, how could they do that? So, Stephanie, you want to start?
Sure. I'm Stephanie Graves. We have Q10 Property Advisors. We're a third-party property management company and consulting firm in Houston. We are in Houston, serve all different assets. You can reach me at Stephanie@Q10PA.com, or you can find us on the link on the radio station.
Yeah. I'm Julie Irvin Hartman, recently founded B2G Victory, been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, as well as a speaker. And B2G Victory helps companies win government contracts. You can find me at Julie@B2GVictory.com. We have a YouTube channel, B2G Victory.
All right. We're going to put on the episode page of the website the logos for both your companies. And when they click on it, it'll take them directly to your website. So hopefully, if you have any questions, you want to reach out, I would recommend you do it. One final thought before we go, and I just wanted to get your comment. This is, you said what's easy and what's not easy. This is something that is, and we talked a little bit before, it's not comfortable. It's not a comfortable thing. Mm-hmm. It's outside of what most people in the industry think about on a day-to-day basis. What does it take to get that, to get over that hump, to do something with this?
Well, we have a motto inside of Q10, and it's that you have to start feeling comfortable being uncomfortable. And so that to me is key. Like, I, you know, no one likes to hear the touchy-feely stuff about what's happening in people's lives, right? But it's what we need and what we have to do to make sure that we're bridging that gap and making our people feel empowered.
And I think in our organization at B2G Victory, it's that line of open communication that everyone can contribute. Everyone's voice is heard. Everyone, regardless of their background, their education, what they bring to the table, everyone has a voice and everyone adds value and adds a new perspective. And it's important to have that space for everyone to feel willing and open to communicate that.
I think it's hard to talk about it as to approach it, but I think it's equally as hard for people that are having issues to talk to their bosses,
sure,
about it, right?
Yeah.
So we're all in this together. It's hard for you to talk about it, and it's hard for me to hear that, yeah, we're not meeting your needs.
Yeah. All great information, words of wisdom. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.